Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, and that topic is simply tricks are for kids. Tricks are for kids. I want you to think back for me for a moment about those old cereal commercials we used to love as children. You remember the little leprechaun on Frosted Lucky Charms that were magically delicious? Some of you may be familiar with Tony the Tiger, who would close his commercials by saying Frosted Flakes were great. You can also remember the little bird that was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and then the other one, Toucan Sam, that loved Fruit Loops. There were so many characters in those cartoon commercials. You remember Fred Flintstone with Fruity Pebbles, and you may also remember several others. My personal favorite was the little rabbit that would put on a disguise in order to get a spoonful of his favorite cereal. He'd dress up and try all kinds of things to make himself look like one of the kids. Then at some point, the kids would find out and they would say, "Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids." They even understood that rabbits don't eat cereal, children do. Well, I use that analogy today to outline the fact that if we harness some of the most powerful components of children, then we can use those same principles to grow, develop, build, expand, and help our organizations and our businesses thrive. In our acronym today, we're going to communicate the 4 steps of becoming more childlike in business that allows us to become more successful. Now, you may think that's an oxymoron. You may think that becoming childlike would damage a business, but there are 4 key characteristics that children possess, little children, that if we adopt them, our businesses could thrive as well. That P in our play acronym reminds us that children love to pretend. Yes, they love to pretend. You remember the little girl that will dress up in her mother's high heels and attempt to put her makeup on, and the little boy that will put daddy's hat on his head and try to act like him. As children, one of the games that we played all the time, way before all the video games came on the scene, we were big with pretending. We acted like something before we ever became it. Think about it. That word pretend comes from the Latin words pray and tendere, which simply means to stretch forth or to reach out. Isn't that amazing that the word pretend that children do so well that adults have long since forgotten simply means to stretch forth or to reach out, to look at something and want it so desperately that you begin to live in what you want. It is the power of make-believe. It simply says that if we believe hard enough and long enough and walk in those things that we believe, we will soon make them come to pass. That's the power of pretending, my friends and neighbors. Let me ask you, what are you making believe? Are you pretending or making believe that you're already successful in achieving and accomplishing and thriving? Are you painting a picture of doubt or negativity? I like watching shows on television, and one such show was filmed on a submarine. The interesting thing about a submarine is a submarine has an instrument called a periscope. The periscope is an instrument that looks above the water while the submarine travels beneath the water. So underwater, it's dark, it's murky, it's cloudy, it's gray. There's seaweed down there. There's all kind of junk underwater. But the periscope doesn't operate underwater. The periscope operates above the water. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, it's important for us to adopt an above the water mentality. That means that no matter what we may be experiencing at the present, it should never stop us from seeing the things that are above the water that everyone wants to achieve. If your goal is to build a million or billion-dollar business, then see above the water. Then do like the child and take on the art of make-believe. Until you realize it, walk and live in it. That way you'll have fun along the way. The other component about the children in our play acronym, that L reminds us that all kids are laid back. Have you ever seen a 4-year-old stressed out or a 5-year-old worry. Of course we haven't. The nature of being a child is they enjoy the day so much that they never ever think about tomorrow and what might happen on another day. Adopting that mentality will allow us to bring a calm to businesses and a calm to our employees and staff and team members, simply because they will take on the attitude of leadership. If you're around someone that panics all the time, don't be surprised if you'll panic as well. But the child, that little kid, lays back. They don't worry about where anything is coming from. They don't know how anything is produced. All they know is that when they want something to eat, it's already there. When they want clothes to wear, they've got them. When they want to go somewhere, all they have to do is ask mom or dad and they're gone. The little child has zero worries, no cares at all. They operate in a complete state of calm. That's a beautiful part about what we can do as business leaders as well, operating in a state of calm. The A in our PLAY acronym also reminds us that little children, the small kids, are appreciative. You give them a cookie and they'll say thank you. You give them a quarter and they'll appreciate it. Whatever you want, they'll always say thank you. They appreciate the opportunity just to be a part. By the same token, oftentimes as business leaders, we lose that ability to say thank you and appreciate the opportunities we've been given. Think about your gifts for a moment. Everything that you've been given the ability to do or to create, isn't that a blessing? It's a wonderful thing to be thankful for all the opportunities that have come our way. Now think for a moment about the people you've interacted with, those that you've connected with, those that you know who have assisted you in some type of way in building the enterprise that you've built. Every now and then, it may be all right to pick up the phone and just tell them thank you. Like a child, it's good to appreciate the little things in life, because all those little things have created our big picture. Finally, my friends and neighbors, that Y reminds us that children don't mind playing in the yard. In fact, as parents, we've got to watch them, because they'll dirty their nice clothes. They'll get really messy after they've just got out of the bathtub. Whatever the case may be, they love playing in the yard. The lesson we learn from that is that we never are too big, too bold, too important to play in the yard, to roll up our sleeves and go to work with those that are on the front lines every day, to do the things that we need to in order to make sure the business runs the way that it should. Sometimes individuals get so far removed from the ground level that they feel like they're too good to get down on the ground and work again. On the contrary, my friends and neighbors, it's the ground level that created the businesses that everyone enjoys. Everyone had to do the groundwork in order to be able to rise higher and higher. I think about the movie Rocky, about the boxer who was from humble beginnings, and he had what they call the eye of the tiger. That simply meant that no matter how many championships he won or how many fights he won, he did not lose his edge. He continued to work harder and harder in order to win every time in the ring. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, don't be afraid to train, to continue development, to continue working hard, to get in there with your coworkers and your team members and to show them how it's done. We're never too pretty to get dirty in the yard. My friends and neighbors, yes, tricks are for kids. And if we can learn how to take that art of pretend and laid back and appreciation and not mind going in the yard, we can excel continuously every single day. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.